Good afternoon. Welcome to Itaki Green Chapel International Service. And I'm so glad to be here today because I've been kind of busy, even Sunday afternoons. I could regularly attend English service, but I now maybe once or twice a month. So I'm so happy to be here. And especially, I'm so happy because I can see Tony and his wife. His testimony was too short for me. He should have, right? Yeah, talked to us more. Maybe he needs some food to say something. So, okay, next week. Tony spent about hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, 2 years, 2 years or three. How long you're here?
2.5 years.
And you see the picture on the stairs. You know the picture, sky. Maybe you see every Sunday, but yeah, you should say see. But the picture was taken by Tony, right? And it was still hanging on the stairs, you know, because I love the picture so much. Do you take pictures still?
Yeah.
Maybe just taking your wife, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we had a good time. And he, when he was here, another big brother, James, here, and they, and Chris were not, was not married yet, so all the single boys, you know, always hanging together and singing and praying, and a good time, huh? Okay. I'd like to speak from Galatians 5:20-23. That is the topic I choose and preach in Japanese service. That is the fruit of the Spirit. And Pastor Chris always quote this verse, his final prayer. And every Christian loves this verse, I think, and it's a very important verse for us. And I preached twice in Japanese service, including this week. So some here attend Japanese service, so they who heard my sermon about this topic 2 weeks in Japanese service. So I'll preach kind of a little bit different, but almost the same. So, but I preach in English, so may feel some little bit different idea. Let me read Galatians 5, 6, verse 16 to 26. 16 to 26. Verse 5. No, chapter 5. Verse 16 to 26. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desire what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They're in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and what? Debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions and envy, drunkenness or geese, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Amen. This is maybe the most famous scripture in the whole testimony, I think, in the fruit of the Spirit. And also this is very grateful scripture for us, for every single Christian, because God promises us, if you're led by the Spirit, all these fruit of the Spirit will be in ourselves. All these fruit. No condition. Just led by Spirit. Of course, we are sinful. Like this scripture says, if we are led by sinful nature, if we are led by sinful nature. In Greek, the word is sarkos, is flesh. So Japanese Bible translate this word into niku. Now, niku means meat in Japanese. Yeah. So I don't like this translation. But NIV translated into sinful nature. You know, this is good. Yeah, on behalf of meat. But old Bible said maybe flesh. Yes, flesh. Of course, the original meaning is flesh, but the kind of translate into the real meaning is sinful nature. But if we are led by sinful nature, and this sinful nature, unfortunately, comes from our first man, Adam, and everyone was born with this sinful nature. Even you're raised in good family or bad family, if you're raised by good parents or bad parents, our sinful nature is same. It's same. Of course, our sinful nature are controlled by culture or education or environment or our ethics, all kind of stuff. We are shaped by all these environments. If you are born in Christian countries, you know, all Christian countries are built by the idea of the Bible, basically. I don't think rightly, but basically, like United States, most of the laws are based on the Bible, and most of the families, of course, Christian families, raise the children according to the teaching of the Bible. So we, our sinful nature, are educated or are controlled by all the educations. But still, our sinful nature is here until we are burnt until our flesh ends. You know, this is the first thing we have to realize. You know, our sinful nature never taken away. Even pastors, missionaries, teachers, policemen, you know, everybody has sinful nature. That's the Bible says. But, praise the Lord. What the Bible said? Those who belong to Christ Jesus, those who belong to Christ Jesus, have crucified the sinful nature. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature. Our sinful nature are crucified on the cross. Amen? Amen? Please remember, your sinful nature are already on the cross. And our Jesus Christ died for that. He died for our sinful nature. And also, praise the Lord, if we are led by Holy Spirit, we will not fulfill our sinful nature. Those who are belong to Jesus, the Holy Spirit are sent to each one of us to lead, to bring us out from our sinful nature. So we are a single person, but like Paul always said, like we have two person, you know, persons in our heart. One is our old person, our sinful nature. The other one is Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, if you believe in Jesus, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes in you to lead you according to the will of God. And also, if you are led by Holy Spirit, this is the promise. The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit will be in your side, your inside. What the Spirit, what the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Which one you need? Oh, yeah, yes, amen. Especially? But please read carefully. This is not the gift of the Spirit. This is the fruit of the Spirit. You could find in the Bible, you could find the gift of the Spirit. What's the difference between gift and fruit? What's the difference? Gift and fruit. Gift is gift. It's just given. 1 Corinthians said, we have gift of the Spirit. So gift of the Spirit, if it's a gift, we can ask God, God, give me these gifts. Jesus said so, you know. If you pray, if you ask, God will give you the present. God will give you the gift. But this is not the gift. This is fruit. Which means it is not given. It will bear in yourself. So, which means if you just pray,
Even if your prayer was like if you pray for every day, every night, no food, no drink, just pray in the mountain. Lord, I need this fruit of the Spirit. I need love, Lord. I need love. I need love. Lord, give me love. I need peace. Lord, I need peace. God will never give you. Because that is, this is, these are not gift. It's a fruit. Fruit need time. Fruit need time to bear. Of course, we can pray. But what the Bible says? Paul says, pray. Is there any sentence here? Pray for the fruit of the Spirit? Read it. No. Paul never says, pray for the Spirit, for the fruit of the Spirit. He says, live by the Spirit. Live by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Verse 16, live by the Spirit. Verse 18, you are led by the Spirit. And, oh, 25, we live by the Spirit. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. You know, live by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. Then we can have the fruit. We have to live or led by the Spirit. Because we are the trees of God. We are the trees. In John said, we are branches of the tree. Actually, we are branches. We belong to Jesus. We can bear fruit. But we have to be lived by Spirit. We have to live by Spirit. We have to be led by Spirit. Why? Because if we live by our sinful nature, we can have any fruit. On the contrary, if we live by sinful nature, what happens for our lives? Are obvious, Paul said. The acts of sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, all these difficult words for me. All these words I cannot read. I want to read. But this is the truth. If we live by our sinful nature, you know, this is 100% different. You know, if you live by sinful nature, all these bad things happen. If you're led by the Holy Spirit, all these good fruit will bear in our heart. No in between. This is truth. You know, no in between. And also, as I said, because these love and joy, peace and patience are called fruit, takes time. Fruit will bear not in a couple days. Sometimes at least 1 year, right? At least 1 year. And some fruits is long term, 2 years, 3 years. How about these fruits? Bible never says. The fruit of kindness needs 4 years. The fruit of faithfulness needs 3.5. Gentleness needs 8. Love needs 20 years. No, no. No time, no time limit, or, you know, Bible doesn't say, says, doesn't say the
You know, how long we need. Just say, live by the Spirit. Live by the Spirit. Simple. Very simple. Live by the Spirit. But the words are simple, but the fact is not so simple. Led by the Spirit. Or live by Spirit, right? So I should suggest that the point of live by Spirit in Japanese service this morning, if we listen to three different voices, we are led by Holy Spirit. First, the voice in your heart. Voice in your heart. Sometimes, Holy Spirit tells you truth in your heart. Sometimes, but not every single moment. But I'm not kind of a mystical person, but Holy Spirit said something, especially when we pray or after we pray. After we pray. Some preachers and ministers or even prayer warriors indicate that the most important time for Christian is after we pray. Because after we pray, after we say something, God will say to you something. So when you say amen, don't leave. You know, just God, I need this, I need this, you know, I pray this, I desire my this list. Thank you, God. Okay, go on. No. We have to be there and listen to His voice. What He wants you to do. What His desire to you. You know, if we have like hundreds or prayer list, God needs more. We have to be there and start listening what God wants you to say. Sometimes no words, no sound, that's fine. Just be quiet. David said, be quiet in front of the Lord, you know, because He knows. Just be still. That's the time to listen to the voice of the Spirit. That's the first voice. Second voice is the Word of God. God does not be silent. He speaks so much. This is His Word. This is He wants us to know. But He is so humble to us. What a humble God. He gives us His words in the book, in the letters. Until we open the Bible, until we start reading the Bible, we never hear the voice of the God. But once we start reading, this is the voice of God. The third voice is your neighbor. Sometimes your wife, your husband. Sometimes. Your friends, your Christian friends, sometimes non-Christian friends. But very important, I want to sometimes, you know, we think a prayer and the Bible is enough. But no, this is not enough. So God use your neighbor, your family, sometimes your enemy, to show His will through the voice from your neighbor to show His will. Sometimes these words are not comfortable, of course. Sometimes we don't want to hear. But God use our neighbors. So three voices. Holy Spirit in your heart, the Bible, and your neighbor. God uses these voices to show His will. So if you want to live by the Spirit, you have to be careful, all these words, all these voices. And if we are ready to, you know, we have to be positive, because the Bible said you have to be verse 25. Paul said, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us keep in step with the Spirit. I like this English sentence better than Japanese. Keep in step. Which means, you know, Paul wants to insist this point very, you know, with his strong expression. Since we live by the Spirit, yes, we want to live by the Spirit, let us keep in step. You know, of course, everybody wants to live by the Spirit, yes, but that is not enough. We have to let us keep in step. We have to go forward. Just thinking is not enough. We have to go forward, keep in step. And let us keep in step. Sometimes we pray, Lord, I want to live by Spirit. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. But just be there. Please make me go. Or we just, like we just stay or sit and, Lord, I want to go forward, but I can't. You know, I know I have to do this, but I can't do this. Lord, we have to do according to your word of God, but I can't do that. That is not the led by Holy Spirit. If we want to led by Holy Spirit, we have to let us keep in step. You know, one step forward. Do it something new, you know. Don't be there. Like, if you read the story of Paul, he never be there, you know. He wants to go somewhere. He wants to do something, you know. He's not the guy stay there for 30 years, you know. He wants to go. Why? Because Jesus was. What Jesus said, I want to go to the next village. I want to see the next man. I want to see the next widow. I want to see the next one who possessed demon. Jesus said, I have to go to Jerusalem. I have to go to even on the Calvary. I have to go to the cross. Jesus never stopped. If we are his disciples, if we want to keep on his steps, we have to keep in step, you know. So if we led by Holy Spirit, and if we keep in step, our very mystical way, the Holy Spirit will bear the fruit in ourselves. These fruits are wonderful. Wonderful fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All this fruit are good for us and good for neighbors. Right? This is not just for us, but for everybody.
There's a good for everybody and also glorify the Lord. And once we got the fruit, never go away. Because that is fruit. That's the fruit.
And if we have, if we do not have all this fruit yet, what's the problem?
The Jesus said, the fruit shows the tree. Fruit shows the tree. If you, it's a bad tree, bad fruit. This is not just for you, but for me. You know, if we are Christians, we are not fruit yet, even though we're Christians for a long time. We'll still have no fruit in ourselves. We have to think about our lifestyle as a Christian. Yeah. I start rethinking, you know. I'm recheck myself. I need this fruit. I want this fruit. I want to be filled with these fruits. That'd be wonderful. But still we are not fruitful because we are not led by the Spirit. So please start thinking. You know, thinking, why all these fruits are not in ourselves? Maybe we do not know enough how to lead by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we are led by our sinful nature. And also we can pray, not for the fruit, but for how to show, please, Lord, show me how to live by the Spirit. Start praying that. When you start the day, Lord, I want to live by the Spirit today. Please lead me according to your will. Please take out this sinful nature. Please control this sinful nature with your Spirit. Otherwise, all these bad actions happen in my life. But if we keep praying and keep doing that, keep in step with Holy Spirit, sometimes, and 100% all this fruit will come in your heart. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time. Thank you for spend time with you, with your family, Lord. And thank you that we can read the Bible. And we can hear the message from you, Lord. Oh, thank you that you promise that if we live by the Spirit, if we are led by the Holy Spirit, all these nine fruit, this beautiful fruit, will bear in our hearts. We are sinful, but God, you give us this opportunity, all this wonderful, wonderful fruit will come in our heart. We could be a man of love, we could be men of joy, and we could be men of peace. Thank you so much, Lord.
Lord, I want to change my life. I want to live by the Spirit from our heart, Lord, with sincerity, Lord. Lord, thank you so much. This time, in this word, it's time to bear all the fruits, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.